You are Locked On Mets, your daily New York Mets podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all you amazing Mets fans. You're listening to Locked On Mets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. To get this show every day, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can also tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Mets. For today's show, I want to talk about Trevor Bauer. Not about his stats or the fact that he won the Cy Young, but instead about a video he posted to his YouTube channel on Sunday, where he discussed Steve Cohen and his brilliant start, those are Bauer's words, to owning the Mets. The first half of the show, I'll talk about the video and get into some of his overall points, and then later on, in the second half of the show, I want to focus in on why Bauer maybe made this video, and why Bauer seems to be flirting with Mets fans, the Mets, Sandy Alderson, and Steve Cohen. Does he really want to be a Met? Before we get into any of that, though, I'm your host, Ryan Finkelstein. If you want to find out my work, follow me on Twitter, at FinkelsteinRyan. You can also find some of my writing about the Mets at MetsMirageOnline.com. Now, ironically enough, I was actually planning on talking about Trevor Bauer on today's show, but talking about why the Mets shouldn't sign him and why they should maybe spend that money in multiple places, adding a couple of different pitchers instead of going all in on one guy. That being said, this video, I don't know if it changes my mind, but it definitely brings up some interesting thoughts about the potential marriage between Bauer and the Mets and the way that he might fit in to Steve Cohen's plan. And this is essentially a 16-minute love letter to Steve Cohen. If you watch this video, that's basically what it is. He was praising everything Steve Cohen does, but it wasn't baseless pandering, if you will. It wasn't him just talking about, oh, I love Steve Cohen, he's amazing, just because maybe he wants to get Cohen's attention. No, this was a guy who really cares about the business of baseball and just the business aspect altogether, and he is appreciating Cohen's acumen as a businessman. It's that simple. This was not, I will say there was a couple parts of the video where his agent had to essentially censor him because maybe he was saying things that I don't know if it would have turned off other teams or violated tampering. I have no idea what she censored or why she censored it. But overall, this was a video where Bauer was getting down to the nuts and bolts of why he likes Steve Cohen and what he is doing so far. So it does not necessarily mean, hey, I want to be a part of it. It's just, okay, I appreciate this. As someone who cares about the business of baseball, who likes seeing these things work, who likes to think about how, or likes to think about what someone's putting in to the business, Bauer's appreciating that. So he outlines four things that he talks about throughout this video. And look, I can't break it down better than him. Go to Trevor Bauer's YouTube channel. You can find the video. I posted an article of this on Mets Mirage, so you can find it there with the video right there in the piece. So you can see what Bauer has to say for himself. But just the macro look at it, here are the four things he talks about. For one, he talks about Steve Cohen's use of social media and interacting with fans. He says this is brilliant because he's essentially generating market research. He is learning what his fans like, what his fans want, so he has a better idea and his team will have a better idea how to sell to those people. To those fans, to Mets fans, to you. Which is true. And Steve Cohen's doing a great job of this, whether it is strictly business or if he really does get the enjoyment he says out of it and he wants to be a part of this fan base, to be a champion for this fan base, all of it can be true. Trevor Bauer points out how this is not done with other owners and it's not done enough around baseball. He has been, for a long time, advocating for more people to take advantage of these platforms, and that's what he does with his YouTube channel and his Twitter, the way he engages, and sometimes he puts his foot in his mouth, But overall, he's building out his brand and he's trying to help build out baseball's brand. And if more people got on the same page as Trevor Bauer, whether you like what he says or not, you probably would get more growth with young people and just people in general who would be more engaged and interested in baseball. And you see that same type of strategy and marketing going on in the NBA, particularly where young people love the sport because of all the stuff that goes on off the court as well as the games on it. So I thought that made a lot of sense. Then he goes into Steve Cohen's declaration of wanting to win a World Series in the next 3 to 5 years. Bauer says, this is the bedrock for the Mets. You have to know where you're trying to go, he says. And now everything the Mets do over that time has to be building towards that ultimate goal. If it's not building towards that goal, it's not worth doing. So I thought this was interesting. You know, some people look at that, I don't know if it was a guarantee, but that assertion of we want to win 3 to 5 years and say, you know, it's hard to win in baseball. You shouldn't put that out there. Bauer saying, no, this gives everyone an idea that we're on a timeline and we want to win now. And so he appreciates that and thinks more teams should be that assertive about their goals so that everyone's working towards that common push towards a World Series. So that was his second note. His third note was talking about how he was empowering other people and his desire to integrate analytics. Bauer is known more than most for being a big proponent of analytics. That's helped him generate that ridiculous fastball he has and all the movement on his pitches. He has been going to Driveline and really focusing on engineering his pitches and taking that time in the offseason and during the season to chart his arm angles and the things that he's doing and how that helps him be successful. And so he hears an owner who's talking about that, and he's like, this is exactly what you should be doing. You should be integrating analytics. You should be getting analysts who can go through that information, digest it, and translate it to the players. He talked about how Cohen is empowering Sandy Alderson and empowering other people who are part of baseball operations to run the baseball operations. And so he thinks that is a really good step for the Mets. Finally, he talks about Yankees versus Mets and how Cohen is setting himself and the Mets apart from the Yankees. How they're now going into different lanes, as Bauer describes. And the more that Cohen can kind of establish something new with the Mets and try to generate new fans and attack the market in a different way from what the Yankees have been trying to do, the better they can separate themselves, as he says, the more success the Mets will have in the biggest market, New York City. So I think that is another thing that makes sense for Bauer to note, that the Mets are trying to get on a level playing field with the Yankees, who, let's be honest, has still been known as the model franchise in New York City for years. The Mets might be more popular. You know, Mets fans will say that there are more die-hard, knowledgeable baseball fans that root for the Mets than the Yankees. At the same time, you look at the Yankees' success with the World Series and, you know, the constant winning, and obviously they're kind of held up as that standard, and Bauer thinks the Mets are challenging that with the way that Cohen is doing business. All of this is to say that Trevor Bauer loves him some Steve Cohen, and you have to wonder if this is strictly an appreciation of Cohen's business, or is this Bauer putting himself in front of Cohen and, you know, saying, hey, I really like you, you like me, why don't you give me $150 million? I don't think that was his sole purpose of making this video, but it would be naive to not think it played at least a little bit of a role in what Bauer created here and what he's been doing through social media, talking to Mets fans, Steve Cohen, Sandy Alderson, and this idea of maybe playing in New York. I'll talk about that more in just a minute. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. There are 18 amazing flavors, including their 6 new flavors: the Caramel Brownie Bar, Cookies and Cream, Cherry Barcia, Lemon Almond Cheesecake, Carrot Cake, and the Apple Almond Crisp. These really are protein bars that taste like candy bars. coming covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft and easy to chew, and they are healthy too, coming low in calorie, low in sugar, high in protein, and high in fiber. If you want to try Built Bar today, go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON to get 20% off your next order. Again, that's promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. As much as Trevor Bauer probably does appreciate and value Steve Cohen and what he's doing for baseball and doing for the Mets, I really do believe there has to be small part of him that has an ulterior motive, right? And just in general, with everything that has gone on, you had Sandy Alderson came out and talked about how Bauer is an entertaining player, and then Bauer responded and basically kind of appreciated the positive spin on what he brings to the table when so many people look at the negative aspects of Trevor Bauer and how his polarizing personality could be seen in a bad light. Instead, Alderson is saying, hey, it should work in New York. He's bringing entertainment. He's bringing creative thinking that we may not have had. I'd like to see what he could offer a team like us or any team. So Alderson is always very calculating, but in this sense, he's definitely putting it out there that Bauer is an option, and Bauer is reciprocating that interest. But the thing about all of this, as much as Trevor Bauer could be a match made in heaven for the Mets and the way they want to do business, and he could be loving everything the Mets are selling right now, he can be all in on the Mets. There has to be part of this that goes beyond his newfound desire to be a Met and stretches into the fact that he is in line right now to get paid a lot of money, and he is entering a marketplace that is more uncertain than ever. And you have one owner that you know for a fact can cut that check for you. Without a doubt, Steve Cohen could, if he wanted to, meet whatever demands Bauer and his agent have, and he could sign Trevor to a long-term deal that will make him rich for generations. That can't be ignored here. As much as Trevor Bauer wants to talk about how much he loves Steve Cohen and what they're doing and all of that stuff, there is still the elephant in the room of the fact that he is the reigning NL Cy Young, who's a free agent. He would be negligent if he were to say anything but positive words about the Mets right now. Like, let's just say it was Jeff Wilpon running the team, and he was asked about it. He probably would just bite his tongue. Or maybe he would know that Jeff Wilpon couldn't cut the check. But theoretically speaking, if Steve Cohen came in, didn't interact with the fans on social media, didn't set himself apart from the Yankees, just said, hey, I'm a rich guy who owns the Mets, end of press conference, he might not have made a 16-minute video applauding Steve Cohen, but he certainly wouldn't be talking down on him either, because this is one of his options to getting whatever contract he desires, whether he thinks he's going to get Gerrit Cole money, which I certainly don't, or if he thinks he's going to get Zach Wheeler money or something in the middle. Trevor Bauer is looking to get paid this offseason, and rightfully so. So he looks at all the situations out there, and he has to be attracted to the Mets because the Mets are one of his best opportunities to get that big payday. With that being said, he could still appreciate everything going on, and that could suddenly attract him to a competitive offer from the Mets over a similar offer elsewhere. Maybe he looks at the Reds, and maybe the Reds clear the deck and give him whatever he wants. But the Mets match. So now he's got the same contract from his former team and this new team with an owner that he appreciates who has set a goal for winning. And maybe he looks at the talent on the Mets roster, the ability to integrate analytics more into baseball operations and to maybe be at the forefront of helping the Mets do that. And maybe that's something that really makes Trevor Bauer consider the Mets as his top destination in free agency. All of these things can be true. Trevor Bauer's a free agent looking for a big deal, and the Mets are a clear path for him to get said big deal. He could appreciate Steve Cohen and how he's running the Mets business. He could want to be a part of it outside of simply getting that payday. But each thing factors into the other. I don't necessarily know if Trevor Bauer is already signed to a contract with the Reds, if he's spending the time to make a 16-minute video talking about how much he loves Steve Cohen. Don't know. Maybe he does. But I think these things aren't mutually exclusive. So we'll see what this means for Trevor Bauer and the Mets. If you ask me, moments after the Marcus Stroman signing of the qualifying offer, I would have said that this is not going to happen. The Mets don't need to spend a lion's share of their remaining budget on another starting pitcher when they can maybe get two or three things for that same salary. Maybe you can get a Charlie Morton or a Jake Odorizzi, who the Mets are apparently showing interest in right now, one of those starters, and maybe both of those starters, and a Liam Hendricks or a bullpen arm for the exact same cost as a Trevor Bauer. That could be the way the market folds for the Mets. But when you're seeing Trevor Bauer speaking into the ego of a Steve Cohen, and everyone has an ego, I'm sure this video comes across the new owner's desk, and it's hard not to be happy seeing a superstar player speak so fondly about you and what you're doing. So this will have an impact on Steve Cohen in some manner. Does that mean he's just going to call up Sandy Alderson and say, look, I saw this video, get him. Let's get him. I'm cutting the check, whatever he wants, sign him. No, I don't think he's that reactionary. But if they're sitting at the negotiating table with Trevor Bauer and they're leaning towards signing a deal, I'm sure this helps a little bit push Steve Cohen and maybe Sandy Alderson, whatever new president comes in. This might help push that across the ledge. If this is a guy who is really championing everything you're doing, probably someone you want to bring in. Now, throughout this week, I might spend a lot of time talking about Trevor Bauer. As I said, I was going to talk about why the Mets shouldn't sign him before this video came out. Maybe Bauer swayed me. I don't know what my opinion is. I'm going to have to sit on this. I'm going to have to sleep on this. I'm going to have to read more. I have to think about it. And maybe it does make sense to bring in the reigning NL Cy Young. A lot of decisions the Mets have to make this offseason. They still got to establish their front office before they really attack free agency. But Bauer certainly fits a need if the Mets choose to go that way. And you would be looking at, once again, one of the best rotations in baseball. What to do from there, what they're able to do around that, that's still left for debate. What's not up for debate is the fact that this is a really good pitcher who clearly has some interest in signing, and I'm sure the Mets are going to pursue that in some way, shape, or form. Anyway, we'll talk about this more throughout the week. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. You can also tell your smart device to play Podcast Locked on Mets.